What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's important to support local business, Tommy.
Yeah.
And one of the best parts about local business is you get to know the folks who actually own
them.
We like to believe that the people who run our bars, sell us cars, run little shops, that they're all good people.
Mm-hmm.
Just hardworking, God-fearing Americans.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us. But when that may not be the case, it could create a little bit of an ethical dilemma.
Ooh, the dark underbelly of society.
That's
all the words I have.
You're hanging
here for the moment.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Jackson's Bakery in Greece is an institution.
Yeah.
It's been serving up baked goods for almost 80
Amazing.
Years. Yeah. But recently, things have gotten rough. It started a few months ago when the store closed for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
And the owner went on Facebook and said they did not have enough employees to run the shop, and that's why they had to close.
Okay.
And I hear no one wants to work anymore, so that checks out. Then the bakery opened back up. But they shut down again after a crazy set of circumstances.
What happened?
Last month, a customer went to go pick up an order, and she got there a little bit before the place opened. When she knocked on the door, she found the owner sleeping on a mattress inside the locked bakery.
Dude is dedicated.
Like a mattress on the ground.
Yeah, but that's what you got to do to stay in business these days, buddy.
She called the health department.
Yeah.
They went in to investigate. So the restaurant was shut down due to a bunch of stuff they found. Apparently, they found, according to reports, multiple mattresses.
Okay.
Cats, cat hair, mouse droppings. They also said, according to a report, that when they showed up the health department the first time, the owner would not let them in.
Okay.
That they had to come back when he wasn't there, and employees let them in to shut the place down. And the story, Tommy, just gets worse from here.
So what happened?
The owner of Jackson's Bakery, a 35-year-old man who bought it back in 2021, he was a longtime employee, according to the DNC.
Yeah.
He's been getting into all kinds of trouble outside of the bakery.
A lot of different things going on.
Yeah, according to police. Earlier this summer, he was arrested in Ontario County after police say he was driving a stolen van, was in possession of two stolen credit cards, and had what police believe to be cocaine.
Oh, okay.
He was arrested again this week.
Oh, for what?
After police say he stole a different car from the Stone Road area of Greece, which, if I'm not mistaken, is like down the street from where Jackson's Bakery is.
I think so.
Right, keeping it local.
Well, I'm just saying, you could have walked from where you stole the car.
Yeah.
That investigation, the stolen car investigation, has been going on since July. So just to ensure everyone listening is on the same page, the owner of this beloved bakery, according to the health department, was living in the bakery, and it was so gross they had to shut it down. While that's been happening, he is accused of possessing two stolen credit cards, and in separate incidents, possessing two stolen cars and in separate incidents, along with stolen credit cards and potentially cocaine. As of now, the bakery remains closed, but there is nothing that says it's closed for good.
Well, somebody had to come in and buy it.
Unless this guy turns it around. Is that him trying to start up that stolen car?
Yeah.
Ah, 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 ah. So far this story is sad.
Yeah.
Here's where it gets borderline funny. People have started popping up online saying they miss Jackson Bakery.
It sounds like it was a pretty popular place.
Well, 80
before
years
all this
of
stuff
business.
Went down, yeah.
And Kimmy,
yeah.
There were folks asking, open it up again so they can go get all the stuff that they yeah. love. And they're asking this actual owner, who, by the way, is out right now. He's got court dates coming up, but okay. he's not locked up as far as we know. Would a criminal owner keep you away from your favorite business? I mean, keeping in mind, in this case, everything yeah. is just an allegation, right?
Right,
now.
Right.
So let's say everything's cleaned up. The buns are back, baby.
Oh, same. Big buns.
They're back.
Yeah, yeah.
But this history is still hanging over the store.
Yeah.
Yes, you got it.
I don't think it hurts something like a bakery business,
so
right?
So that wouldn't stop you from shopping
no.
at that store?
Like, if it looks beautiful again and everything's good, what would it hurt?
Okay, well.
You're putting money in that guy's pocket. I guess that's the ethical dilemma there.
But
you
care?
Could also argue, you know, the people running the place, they deserve to get paid.
You mean right. the employees?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, they're still doing a good job, if that's the case, you know?
But, I mean, every yeah. dime that's left over is going into the owner's
right.
pocket. So you would see no ethical dilemma for
no.
frequenting a store of a man.
I just want, what I want. Like, you know, when you and I did comedy on the road, and we worked with some of these club owners that were obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously criminals.
Yeah, the road.
And we took their money, bro, and we didn't think anything about it. Matter of fact, like, we would get rebooked in those joints.
Okay, good point.
That there was all kind of stuff out in the open that I would be shocked, but I needed to work.
No, you're right. There was one guy that tried to pay me in cocaine because he didn't have cash, and I went back and worked for him again. I didn't take the cocaine, by the way. I insisted I get money.
Oh, we never leave cocaine on the table.
Yeah, what man. I didn't do cocaine.
You're in
two.
Show business.
I was in Michigan.
He also needed money.
I was in Michigan. I'm gonna.
You could have flipped that coke.
I'm gonna transfer. I've never sold drugs in my
I
life.
I know 10 guys that would have bought that coke off.
19 years old. I'm gonna take cocaine across state lines from Michigan.
Back in the day, everybody was doing it.
That wasn't that. That was like 2008. So,
but we work with some scumbags.
No, you're right. And look, you're right. It would be hypocritical of me to say yeah. I'm not going to frequent right. this criminal's business when I was working for legitimate
Absolutely.
Criminals, right? But here's the thing. You want to think, I want everyone to think listening right now of your favorite mom and pop place. If you found out the owner was arrested.
A dirty
the,
pop.
Yeah, for the allegations we just described, why or why not would that keep you going? Because, Kimmy, I'm feeling hesitation from your side of the room here.
Well, I'm just thinking, I'm thinking of all like the bars and restaurants I've been to in my life where I knew...
Huh.
How, like, you hear terrible stories about the owner, what they've been involved in, what other things they own.
Okay.
And I still went back to those places, so it's hard for me to say I wouldn't go back to this place specifically.
Okay, but we all do dumb things as kids.
I think especially when it comes to food. Like, if that food's good, it's hard to not go back.
Or if it's some place you really like how they do your, like, you know, I go to the shoe guy and I got my dry cleaner.
Yeah.
And they're both mom and pop.
No, yeah. just like all the hot, cool kids these days, he goes to a cobbler and a dry cleaner.
I can't say.
He won't
you
eat
know,
a,
relatable stuff.
Kimmy, he won't eat a cobbler, but he goes to the cobbler.
But he's good.
Unlike his mom was a gobbler. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And she was good, too. Those are unique jobs that are going away.
Yeah.
So let's say my shoe guy did something horrible.
I tried to break.
So this would be a guy you'd be working with directly, too.
I mean bad.
What are we talking?
Bad.
What? Give me bad.
Whatever your mind
No, because your bad and my bad are different bads. Like, what are we talking?
Might be a body.
Wait, he killed somebody.
Maybe. Right? We don't know.
He's accused of killing somebody.
Yeah.
And?
I'm taking my shoes today.
You're not. You cannot seriously tell me you're going to take your shoes to a man who's been accused of killing someone.
Yes, I would.
Why?
Because, first of all, it's hard to find a good shoe guy.
It's hard to find a good cobbler.
Nobody
days,
wants
right?
a shoe. Nobody wants a shoe. And dry cleaning?
Dry cleaning you could find anywhere.
Yeah, there's
nah,
a thousand
but
they, dry cleaners.
I know.
No. Dry cleaning, man, some places suck.
Shut
some
up.
Places are good.
You sound like such a 1% arrogant dick.
And let's say my dry cleaner killed somebody.
Yeah?
We don't know because there's no blood evidence because he's a dry cleaner. I'm still going to that guy until he is proven guilty.
That's insane.
What if he's
crazy.
Innocent?
If I can
find something else, I'll find something else.
I'll go back after he's innocent. And by the way, I know this is the wrong way to think, but you think this way. You think when people are accused of something, they're guilty.
You've
said
I like
that
them.
On the show before. You've said on the show, when I hear it, they're probably guilty.
But if I like that person, I'm still going to go back. Okay.
252-WCMF. We're talking about Jackson's Bakery out in Greece. They're currently closed despite the fact they've been in business for almost 8 decades. They were shut down by the health department. They opened back up again. But the owner, a 35-year-old man, has been in all kinds of trouble. He's facing charges in 2 separate cases, one in Ontario County. Police say he was driving a stolen van in possession of 2 stolen credit cards and what police believe to be cocaine. He was arrested again this past week after he stole a different car, according to police, from the Stone Road area of Greece, which is around the corner from where Jackson's Bakery is. And we're talking the ethical dilemma of I love your business,
yeah,
but this person is doing shady stuff outside of the business because people are on Facebook and Instagram saying, I miss Jackson's Bakery. I want Jackson's Bakery to open back up again. I mean, Kimmy, you brought up, you know, this is, there have been a bunch of restaurants that have gone through similar scenarios.
Or you hear things about the owner being a piece of crap, and you'll sometimes hear it, like, directly from employees.
Yeah, you're right. That's the other weird thing, too, is you will hear people say, I worked for this person.
Yeah.
They treated me terribly. Here's the awful thing they did. You go, oh, that's terrible. And then, like, the next week, you'll be getting a fish fry there.
Yeah. So good, though.
That's the one that should keep you away. Because that's like having a legitimate effect on people you know.
But it's their, but that's their story, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is 1% Tommy showing up again? Why would the boss do bad
and
things?
I think you
maybe you're not working hard enough.
Nobody wants the fish fry.
You also kind of justify it in your head by saying, well, if I avoided all business that had anything to do with crime or a piece of crap owner or a piece of crap employees, like you'd have a hard time finding places to go.
That's not true.
Like if you did research on everything
you're gonna find
everywhere
dirt on
you
everybody.
Went. It does feel like you could find a bad story.
This is two people justifying why they have no, they're trying to come up with an ethical reason.
Yeah, but how much do you know about an owner's personal life of like a big corporation that you shop at?
Okay, counterpoint to that. No, look, I agree with you with the corporations. But counterpoint to that. If it's hard to find information on what pieces of crap people might be, if there are multiple news stories of allegations.
You're saying when it's obvious?
I mean, like it's out in the open. I mean, you're right. You can only make decisions based on the information you have. But in this case, or any other case where it would be public, you would have the information.
Okay.
You know, you're right, Kimmy. You date a guy that turns out to be a narcissist. It's not your fault. You didn't know. But if you dated 3 friends that, like, that guy's a psycho and you date him yourself afterwards, well, that's your fault.
Sure. I don't know. I think you find ways to justify it, though. Like I said before, I don't want to punish the people that work there because they may work for somebody who sucks.
Poor guy loses his job.
It kind of
hurts the local economy.
You go back and forth in that in your head.
You know what? Okay, so
those are the faces that you're going to see when you go into that business.
You're right.
And if you develop a relationship with them, you feel like, well, I don't want to hurt them. I mean, they're just here doing a job.
Right.
All right. The argument you're making is valid. Mm. I would also worry, sidebar, like working for those people, at least at this age, would make me worry other people thought I was that piece of crap too. You know what I'm saying?
But you're thinking, dude.
Oh, I don't think so. I think if you walk into a place where you know that owner's a piece of crap.
And you see me coming out.
No, you know, I'm saying if you walked in there, you would assume the owners know or the other employees either know what's going on and probably are participating in some way, something illegal.
Oh.
Am I wrong?
It could be.
No, yeah, Cole could be.
I just want my shoes done.
Well, let's think about comedy clubs again, right?
The worst.
Every employee in those places.
Bro.
Criminals, right?
Bums.
Not the truth. Not the truth, but you assumed because everyone knew what was going on.
Bro, comedy clubs in particular, everybody had a scuzzy past. Everybody.
That is not true.
Are you kidding
Dead
me,
ass
man?
Serious, man.
Man, there was deep scuzz. One of the best bartenders.
The points you make are valid, Kimmy. I think the biggest problem in frequenting these businesses where we know the owners might be a little sketch, it's impossible to replace nostalgia. Like every mom and pop place in Rochester has a menu that cannot be replicated.
Yeah.
It just tastes a little bit different than everywhere else. And we may be at the point now where we've seen enough of these mom and pop bakeries, restaurants, whatever, close, that we understand, we're starting to realize once they go, they're gone forever.
Keep them in business.
Yes, that's it.
Exactly. Like you're never going to get that pizza or baked good or sandwich ever again. So yes, I may be supporting someone financially accused of a bunch of crimes, but have you had their Dana?
Yeah. I think it's also complicated, too, because a lot of the businesses you're talking about, maybe like the next generation took over. So a son, daughter, grandkid. And if that grandkid's an ass, but you loved like the previous owners, well, I still love the fam. That guy might suck,
good,
but the family's good,
family, good
people. And then you have to deal with that.
Number one
head.
Family.
You know, it's so funny. One bad meal at most places will turn people off and I'm never going back here.
Yeah.
But we will all do mental gymnastics to find a way when there's obvious red flags, yeah, to keep going back to places we like to go.
True.
So, I don't know, man. I mean, it's not the first business owner we've seen in the news for allegations. It won't be the last.
Go and enjoy. Don't ask too many questions.
That's how you know it's good.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
People do stupid stuff.
Oh, sure.
Free things. Mm-hmm. But there is one specific situation
in
free where it gets borderline dangerous every time it happens. And there is a woman who is on the run right now that police are searching for because of what she did attempting to get a free T-shirt from this. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A concert event downstate turned into a crime scene after the arrival of a T-shirt cannon.
The cannon?
All right, so the show was a Devo tribute band.
Oh, what?
Yes, apparently there was a Devo tribute band. They just play Whip It 15 times.
So is Devo making some kind of weird comeback? Because there's a Devo documentary on Netflix.
It's called the Devo-mentary.
Yes.
I just had a soft spot for Devo.
I didn't think this was coming. Okay.
All right, so Devo cover band is playing. It was on a beach downstate, and it's one of those free bring your family, hang out, you can buy food from food trucks kind of thing. So as part of the show, they brought out T-shirt cannons to fire T-shirts into the crowd, and the T-shirt was fired out, and the T-shirt was grabbed, according to the story, by a 6-year-old kid. Apparently, a 57-year-old woman near the kid wanted that T-shirt real bad.
So this is where it goes south?
You got it.
Okay.
According to reports, the 57-year-old woman began to battle him for the T-shirt and eventually got it from him.
So they're playing tug-of-war with this T-shirt.
You got
like
it.
A little kid.
But not before, according to reports, the 57-year-old woman bit the 6-year-old in the arm to get the T-shirt.
Bite that kid.
So bite him. Bite him now.
Real good.
Why does Devo have a southern accent?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so according to sources, the child had to be treated by medics.
Oh, my God, this is so gross.
The woman, the 57-year-old woman, was able to get away with her T-shirt. Police say they have a suspect in the matter, and it will just be a matter of time before she's arrested.
Can you imagine how nasty an old 56-year-old woman's nasty mouth is at a free beach Devo cover band concert.
Keep in mind, she was also willing to fight a 6-year-old to get that.
That has to be the that's got to be the nastiest bite there is.
So I get that people do stupid stuff.
This is horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrific. She bit a kid.
She bit a kid. This kid's going to remember this day for the rest of his life.
That's a great point. That is a traumatic kid experience.
I got bit at 6. That's staying with me.
He's going to go hide every time a T-shirt cannon comes out.
You won't be able to make out with a chick.
Or you're like sexually attracted to 57-year-old women for the rest of your life. I don't know why, but she does it for me, Ma.
Kiss that bitch.
And you know a lot
that's
of
the ass bitch.
Kimmy doesn't know what you're doing.
It's a great tune.
It is a good tune. That music video is weird as hell.
Well, yeah, it was meant to be. Though. Yeah, saying. Come on. I mean, they made it in Akron, Ohio.
Tommy's dropping all the Devo facts.
I know. It's amazing how much I know about this band with one hit.
It's not out of the question that we've seen an adult in this situation where a kid gets knocked over or it looks bad because they're taking it out of a kid's hands. But to like actively know that you're about to hurt a child.
You went full pit bull on this kid.
Yeah, you're right. You can't accidentally bite somebody. Yeah.
No.
And she's going to be arrested. She's going to be arrested for biting a six-year-old. Yeah. And like, not only is that like
a t-shirt.
It's a standard crime.
You don't even know what the t-shirt looks like yet.
Well, but it's a Devo cover band. How are people going to know I saw the Devo cover band if I don't have the Devo cover band t-shirt? So working in this industry, having to do like appearances at bars and restaurants and concerts, right? We know that people will do really stupid stuff.
Yes, they will.
For free. That being said, the pinnacle of insanity of free is anytime a t-shirt cannon comes out.
It's amazing.
If I were president of the United States of America, I would try to pass a law that banned t-shirt cannons. Because never is anything good when a t-shirt cannon comes out. Like, it just turns off all logic in people's
Everybody
brains.
Lunges at
you,
once.
Okay. Yes.
But how do you feel about the t-shirt slingshot? Because we've seen that go wrong,
same
too.
Concept.
Same thing. If the t-shirt is being launched in any way.
Yeah, you're just hurling stuff into the crowd. It never goes well.
Like, people just lose all inhibitions, and they dive, and they fight.
People get hurt.
Yeah. They claw. And you will watch grown-ass people fight each other. You'll watch women fight women. Women fight men. Men fight women. Yeah. People fight children. There's a donkey in there for some reason. Like, you should not own a t-shirt cannon.
But they are cool.
Okay.
To look at.
No, I got it.
We all stand up and wave our hands in the air when it comes out.
Like, to shoot one, it's fun.
We own a t-shirt can of the company, right?
We do?
I think we do.
We just don't have t-shirts. We have the only t-shirt cannon that fires blanks.
I think it's in the garage. Like, if you want to play with it, I think we can get it.
There might be an old Wii shirt still jammed in that thing.
Those things are also way more powerful than you think.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, man. Don't get close.
Right? Like, if you go to, like, a basketball game, they can fire it from the floor into the second deck, which also always makes me nervous, because if you short that shot, someone's going over that
reach
deck.
Too far.
Yes, and they're
falling. Yeah, you could, like, JFK that guy.
It's not what I...
My God.
Well, not... Yeah. Horrible story, of course.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got messages coming in on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Connor writes,
"No, it's Connor, sir.
People go nuts for free stuff. I had a person elbow me in the face for a foul ball at a Red Wings game when I was 8. The foul ball, all rules go out the window for the foul ball. Especially
you give an adult a pass on that one?
Only because I almost broke my ribs diving for a foul ball in D.C. last summer.
I don't know. You could just let it go.
Yes.
No, I know.
It's a ball that nobody cares about.
I care about it, and this is your moment. This is your moment. You've been waiting for this your whole life. It's a real, authentic Major League Baseball. It's coming right at me.
But you got to give it to a kid if you catch it. You're just about the catch.
All right, no. If it
hold on.
If
there's a little boy standing next to you,
yeah,
he's got his glove on, and he just missed out because you reached over him to catch the ball.
That's a dick.
You have to give him the ball.
Yes, you
Here's the international rule of foul balls and kids.
Yeah.
All right? And this has been approved by NATO. I want you to know this.
Right.
If I catch the foul ball in the air, I keep that ball. That ball is mine.
Mm.
If it bounces and I recover it, yes, then I have to give it to a kid. But if I make the athletic move to physically catch it in the air, that is my ball. I take that ball home.
No, I think you had to give it to the nearest kid.
No.
Yes.
No.
Because, like, nobody's impressed that you caught the ball because he's.
The whole crowd cheers, Kimmy. You've seen it.
See, there's a whole group of professionals down there that are doing that all night long.
And they've got a glove.
You're lucking out catching one. It's not that impressive.
People will cheer, I guess, if it's an amazing. Like, if you one hand it.
Don't drop the beer with the kid.
Or if you catch it in your beer or something. Nobody cares if you reach up with your glove and catch a ball.
No, okay, no, I'm saying you're right.
Barehanded, nothing.
No, you're right. Barehanded. Glove, fine. You got to give it to the kid. Yeah. If you barehand catch it, I don't care how you do it, two hands, one hands, whatever. You keep that ball, and people always cheer. They always cheer, even at Red Wings games.
Nobody's cheering,
you
got to
hand it off.
No, I'm
The pride comes with the catch of the ball. You don't care about that ball afterwards.
No, but then I get to bring the ball home.
Because
you
all think it's going to be worse sometimes.
No, I don't.
You could give it to your kid.
No, because they're going to ruin it.
Right, that doesn't count. I think you got to give it to a stranger kid.
No, wait. If I have my kids with me, my kids get the ball.
No, you have to go find another kid.
No, I'm not going to pass over my kid. What a stupid take.
I would bypass my own child.
This is why you don't have children. This is why God would not let you have children.
Because I bypass.
So your grandson sit next to you, you're not going to hand it to your grandson?
If my wife.
Can I have the ball? No, we give it to strangers.
Yes, that's a good teachable moment.
What, you don't get anything from the most spoiled?
You get nothing.
252-WCMF. A woman from downstate is on the run from the police right now. After, they say, at a free Devo cover band concert on a beach, they pulled out a T-shirt cannon, started firing T-shirts in the crowd. A six-year-old got a hold of one of those T-shirts. This 57-year-old woman really wanted it, started struggling with the six-year-old for the free T-shirt. Police say she bit him on the arm. He had to be treated by medics. The woman got away with the T-shirt, but they say they know who the suspect is. If she's arrested, do you think they let her keep the T-shirt?
Let her have it.
She probably has it. Probably has blood on it now.
Well, that would be the ultimate.
Child's blood.
The ultimate poetic justice would be if they
take the
T-shirt and give it back to the six-year-old.
Right in front of her face.
Yeah. And they would make her give the T-shirt back to the kid on camera. Like, if I'm a parent.
I like that punishment.
I'll drop the charges. But you on camera have to apologize to my kid and give them the T-shirt.
All right.
Actually, no, I take it back. You bit my kid. I'm not dropping the charges. All right. So the lesson we learned here.
Stay away from free Devo concerts.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.